The state of Alaska has a $25 million five-year contract with the Achievement and Assessment Institute, or AAI, at Kansas University to develop and score AMP. The scores were a few weeks late in being released this fall. AMP project director Marianne Perry at AAI says much of that delay was due to Alaska-specific issues that caught her team off guard.
So, for example, Alaska has a lot more mobility than Kansas, where we were used to working. So we had quite a few students who changed schools within the testing windows. So they would start a test in one school and finish it in another school. And for us, it actually created two separate records that we had to reconcile.
While Perry apologized that the data cleanup took longer than anticipated, she says she never doubted that the scores themselves were valid.
The scores were triple-checked. We know those are right. It was just trying to make sure we had the right kids associated with the right buildings and got to the right people to give out the score reports. And we have learned a lot this year that we will implement next year and we'll get better.
Technical issues aside, Perry says AAI also plans to address educators' concerns about the usefulness of the test scores. The plan involves adding another type of question to the test. The first round of AMP was made up only of test items that could be scored by machines. That means multiple choice or simple short answer questions.
But in order to get at some of these other subscores we want to produce, we have to have the student actually develop a mathematical model or explain and communicate their reasoning. Why do you think this is the correct answer? Or how did you come to this answer? And actually have them write a response or show their work.
These new questions, called performance tasks, will have to be hand-scored by people, not machines. And since the performance tasks ask kids to write essays or show their work, they may add another hour to 2 hours to the overall testing time. But Perry says they should get at the kind of information that educators want about how their students are performing.
One of the exciting things about the performance task is we will actually release the performance task when we release the score report so that everybody can see what was the student responding to, what were the questions. We will return to the schools the students' responses so that teachers can sit down with students. Here is the question. Here is your response. Let's talk about why you didn't get a perfect score. So hopefully it will have more instructional value. And then for mathematics, it will allow us to report out more scoring categories.
Perry says the performance tasks were originally meant to be added during the second annual AMP. That is, in the current school year. But Alaska's Education Commissioner Mike Hanley pushed that back another year, not wanting to burden superintendents with another test component just yet. Hanley will be meeting with AAI Tuesday to discuss how to fix this year's AMP issues. He'll then meet with a working group of superintendents later this week. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.